100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week is a pick two. Let's see. Where's the... No, it's not. Just kidding. It's spook. See? Not perfect. But, you know, with a little more practice, about 10 more years, I think I'll get it right. We got a lot of stories in this week, so let's go ahead and listen to them. Here we go.
Hi, my name's Ed, and my story this week is Haunted. I stirred from sleep, quickly focusing on the sounds of the old house. I had just moved in a few days earlier. After the closing, I had stopped for a coffee nearby and asked if I was new in town, said I had just bought the blue house up the street. "That's interesting," the barista had said with wide eyes. "Didn't they tell you that house was haunted?" "Huh. No one had, actually." "Cool," I answered, shrugging it off. "That'll make for some good party conversations." Now, though, staring at the ceiling, a little spooked, I wasn't sure about that.
Hi, it's Richard, and this is my story on the topic spook. Dad was a spook. Of course, if you asked him, he would neither confirm nor deny it. But the dark suit and tie, shades, and the curly bit of wire behind his ear were a dead giveaway. It was years before the truth dawned on me, however. As a kid, I was convinced his job had something to do with agriculture. He'd often disappear, sometimes for weeks at a time, and when I'd asked him where he'd been, he'd say, "At the farm." Which, it turned out, was perfectly true. Although, you never heard any of this from me, okay? Job done, all finished. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and this week we've been thinking about the word spook. Here's my 100 words. It's called The Spy Next Door. Blue lights and hazmat suits filled the usually quiet tree-lined avenue. It was a painfully ordinary street, and everyone had thought him a painfully ordinary man. They said he just seemed to blend in. In fact, they all struggled to describe him. No one knew what he did, but assumed it was something dull, like an accountant. Brian next door was proud that he knew what Novichok was, but had to Google spook. He was shocked and couldn't decide if he wished he'd got to know his neighbour better or not. Of course, now it was far too late. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 840 with a prompt of spook. I'm really tired, so here's my story. With little chance he could get back to sleep, Bilbert got dressed and went out to have some breakfast. His mother was at the table when he sat down with his cereal. Between bites, Bilbert said, "You've met Sabrina now. What do you think?" His mother smiled. "She's a bit weird." Bilbert choked. "You noticed that, huh? Why'd you let her into my room?" She sighed. "I didn't want to spook her. You're new here, and I didn't want to chase away the only friend you have." "I wish you had," Bilbert grumbled. "Now I have to do it myself." Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Did I spook you? Good. That was my intention. I don't feel inclined to rest in peace. Just because my mortal life has come to an end, I don't see any reason why I should retire and put my feet up. There's plenty of life, for want of a better expression, in me yet. So I'm afraid you're going to have to put up with the creaking floorboards, the cold shivers, and the occasional ornament flying across the room, because I'm here to stay. Serves you right, I reckon. They warned you the house was haunted when you bought it.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Frederick was an old ghost. He enjoyed startling anyone who approached the house. But that didn't last long. After a century or two, another old ghost showed up, Victor. They argued, Victor laughed, and Frederick punched him. Victor punched back. Exhausted, they agreed to frighten the town folk together. It was a good thing Victor showed up. The new generation wasn't as gullible. They would laugh and pull out those hideous little devices, pointing them left and right. It was humiliating. He would have to talk to Victor about it. Perhaps they could punch a few of them. Too much? And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcove.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It doesn't take much to spook a untrained horse. Loud noises, flashing lights, sudden movement. You can smack it a few times on the ass. If the horse rears up, anyone foolish enough to be riding in it is gonna get thrown. When a horse I was training broke its leg, it broke mine. I was laid up for a month. Bob spread word it was my fault, and he stole my clients. It's only fair I take a few of them back. Nobody noticed my laser pointer in the horse's eyes. Poor Bob. His calendar just got cleared for good.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of spook. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. And if you're taking a little extra time to send your stories in, well, send them on in anyway. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. And even though if it's a year, 2 years, well, maybe not 100 years, but still, go ahead and send them on in. I'll get them up there. Thank you all for being a part of this, and the next topic is a pick several, pick a few, pick whatever. Go to the website and you'll see the list up there. Give it a shot. Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.